from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Congressman Josh Gottheimer wants the federal government to do more about the recent drone sightings in New Jersey. He is calling on the FBI, the FAA, and the Department of Homeland Security to hold a public briefing on the drone activity. Gottheimer says he's been briefed about the issue and is not concerned about imminent threats to public safety, but nonetheless wants to make sure that state and local governments have the resources they need to detect and counter future drone threats.
Going forward, to make sure we're prepared, which is why you should always be thinking not just of this incident, but the next one. And that's what I'm very focused on. And because obviously I'm aware they can be used for nefarious purposes. We want to make sure that doesn't happen in Jersey or anywhere in the country.
He is sponsoring legislation to expand access to local law enforcement to radar systems that can identify the number of drones, where they're coming from, and where they are going. Today, officials from the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and the state police are meeting to discuss the drone sightings that have led to fear and wild speculation. Police say the fingerprints of the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO last week matched those found at the scene. This is the first forensic match that investigators say that they say tie the suspect, 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, to the scene where Brian Thompson was killed. The high school valedictorian and Ivy League school graduate remains in custody in Pennsylvania, where he is fighting extradition to New York. Mangione was arrested Monday after being spotted by people at a McDonald's in Altoona, PA. New Jersey performs quite well in an analysis of nursing home performance by U.S. News & World Report. Analyst Zach Adams says they've looked at more than 300 facilities in the Garden State.
81 of those were high-performing in short-term rehabilitation. 55 of those were high-performing in long-term care.
28 were high-performing in both long- and short-term care. We have the list at NJ1015.com. Two New Jersey towns once again rank among the best Christmas towns in the country. Cape May and Atlantic City ranked 21st and 23rd. According to the Travel Plus Leisure magazine, Cape May is highlighted for its architecture, family-friendly atmosphere, and its sweet treats. AC was noted for its lively spirit. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Windy and rainy the rest of the day. Blustery tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. By the numbers on this stormy day, about 2 inches of total rainfall, plus 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts expected. It's a wet and windy Wednesday for sure. So this afternoon, we are expecting the steadiest and heaviest rain of the day. The gusty winds will really get kicking too. At least it's warm with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Now the rain will taper off this evening by around 9 or 10 p.m. There is a chance for a quick hit of snow in northwestern New Jersey only, but no sticking, no accumulation. It'll be windy and cold overnight, low temperatures in the lower 30s, the wind chill stuck in the 20s. A blustery day tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, maybe a snow shower. Highs only make it into the mid-30s. Sunny and upper 30s, still cold on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, in Scotch Plains at 62, Belmar is 59, Mays Landing is 62. Weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance, Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.